سامعین، یکم جولائی 2024 کو محترمہ سیم موسٹن نے باضابطہ طور پر آسٹریلیا کی گورنر جنرل کے عہدے کا حلف اٹھایا۔ وہ ملک کی 28ویں گورنر جنرل اور اس عہدے پر فائز ہونے والی دوسری خاتون ہیں۔ ایس بی ایس ایگزامس نے برسبن میں فاؤنڈیشن آف ایتھنک کمیونٹیز کونسل کانفرنس کے دوران محترمہ گورنر جنرل سے گفتگو کی اور سماجی ہم آہنگی، بادشاہ کے طور پر کنگ چارلس کے پہلے شاہی دورے اور آسٹریلیا کے لیے ان کے ویژن پر تبادلہ خیال کیا۔ آئیے سنتے ہیں۔ گورنر جنرل، آج ہمارے ساتھ ہونے کے لیے آپ کا بہت شکریہ۔ اپنی حلف برداری کی تقریب میں آپ نے آسٹریلیا کے مستقبل کے لیے امید اور اتحاد کی اہمیت کے بارے میں بات کی، لیکن تحقیق سے پتہ چلتا ہے کہ ہم اپنی برادریوں میں بڑھتی ہوئی تقسیم اور سماجی ہم آہنگی میں کچھ ٹوٹ پھوٹ دیکھ رہے ہیں۔ اس مشکل وقت میں ہم سماجی ہم آہنگی کیسے پیدا کر سکتے ہیں؟
I get to go to communities where I see the very best of social cohesion. I meet often with young leaders from multicultural communities who have a very clear-eyed vision of what is essential for cohesion, and it comes down to inclusion and respect, the way we conduct conversations, the way we disagree without falling into rancor and violence and disrespect is one of the most important things that I can do and that any person in a position of public office must do. We can convince ourselves that we're becoming less socially cohesive, or we can look optimistically at those that are teaching us that to care for one another, to carefully listen to one another's difference of opinions and to engage respectfully and with a deep sense of inclusion.
سماجی ہم آہنگی کے بارے میں تشویش باقی ہے، آپ نے کن چیلنجز کا مشاہدہ کیا ہے؟
I get to see and observe in my role, if we lose the capacity to care, if we lose the capacity to reflect deeply on what has made us strong, then that would be a worrying trend. It's about focusing on the things that have made us strong and caring enough about the way we conduct ourselves to ensure that we don't allow the tropes of division to drive an outcome that none of us in Australia would enjoy or see as positive for the country.
نگہداشت گورنر جنرل کے مستقل کام کا ایک حصہ ہے اور جدید آسٹریلیا کے لیے ان کے ویژن کا مرکز ہے۔ انہوں نے اپنی حلف برداری کی تقریب کے دوران اس کردار میں اپنے پہلے خطاب کے دوران دیکھ بھال کے لیے اپنے ویژن پر بات کی تھی۔
Care has a deep and resonant place in our Australian identity. Care is that gentle thought and the outstretched hand that Australians have always been ready to share when great challenges present themselves. Care is the quieter, better part of ourselves. If I can capture in a few words my aspirations for our country, I believe that these testing times call for an unstinting focus on kindness, on care, and on respect.
میں آپ سے دیکھ بھال کے تصور کے بارے میں کچھ اور پوچھنا چاہتی ہوں۔ آپ جس نگہداشت کا تصور کرتی ہیں، وہ ہماری کمیونٹیز میں کیسے نظر آئے گی؟
It's a commitment to caring for one another, caring for those that care, but caring for our civics and institutions and caring for the way we conduct ourselves in the tough discussions and conversations that we're having as a country and that come from all around the world, of course.
ایس بی ایس ایگزامنز کی توجہ غلط معلومات کو دور کرنے پر مرکوز ہے۔ کیا آپ کو لگتا ہے کہ آسٹریلین معاشرے میں شہریت یعنی سیوکس کے کردار کے بارے میں کچھ غلط فہمیاں پائی جاتی ہیں؟
We are such a fortunate country gifted with so many advantages that I think complacency is a big issue. And so I would like most Australians to reconnect with the institutions that make us significantly stronger than often we realize. The extraordinary power we have with the combination of 65,000 years of culture from First Nations people shared so generously with us, combined with the British institutions that give us our constitution, our Westminster system of government, compulsory voting, and an independent electoral commission, and then the great multicultural migrant story, refugee story of the last half century or more. And I worry that for many Australians, they've given up on understanding that we have a constitution, that we have a series of principles that underpin the security of the nation.
گورنر جنرل کی حیثیت سے آپ آسٹریلیا میں شاہ چارلز تھرڈ کی نمائندہ ہیں۔ جدید آسٹریلیا میں بادشاہ کا کیا کردار ہے اور کیا یہ بدل رہا ہے؟
We have a system that has its history with a link back to monarchy, but a governor general that is chosen by an Australian prime minister. I am very proud of the fact that I am the king's representative, but I know that my role is very much in our constitution and in the executive powers, and I exercise those functions with a very clear mind and heart about what Australians expect of their governor general. I think when you have an optimistic modern king who wants to come back to Australia for his first time as king of Australia, to hear the story of great success that is uniquely Australian and emanates from Australians. I think that's one of the great opportunities in my role, but it's also one to remind the country that this is where a lot of the stability of our system emanate from, our constitutional monarchy, and the fact that we have such a free and open democracy.
Agle saal Australian Honours ki 50vi salgirah hai, isme Order of Australia jaise awards shamil hain. Hum ye kaise yaqeeni bana sakte hain ki ye awards hamare mutanawwe communities ke jaame aur akaas hon?
These awards and honours are open to everybody. Anyone who is doing remarkable things in our community should be nominated. So I would encourage people watching this interview to think about the people in community who should be receiving these honours and awards. It's not a very diverse group historically, but it lends itself, the whole system lends itself to honouring those who have achieved remarkable things, either at the very highest level of their professions or in the most incredible volunteering roles or community building. And I look forward to, during my term as Governor-General, to seeing that change quite significantly so that we can celebrate that 50th anniversary with something that represents the Australia that we are today and where we're heading in the honours and awards system.
سامعین, آسٹریلیا ایگزامنز کی ایکس نکولا مکسکل نے ریشل نولز کے ساتھ تیار کی, جسے SBS اردو کے لیے پیش کیا ہے وردہ وقار نے.